Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us, Al, is provocateur.
Oh, yep.
And Gabe Kapler enthusiast, Joe Giglio of WIP and NJ.com. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Joe, before I want to roll my theory at you here, but before I do that, what do you think's taking so long on the Gabe Kapler thing?
Well, I guess John Middleton has to go house to house across the country to meet with every player individually, so that could take a while here.
It's laughable, isn't it?
It's insane. It doesn't make any sense, and it makes the Phillies look. And Matt Gelb wrote this yesterday, Athletic, that the feeling around baseball is it's either overthinking or maybe just dysfunction. It just feels crazy that it's taking this long to make what seems like a pretty simple decision.
Joe, does it raise questions in your mind about the competence of our managing partner, John Middleton?
Yeah, look, I mean, he's obviously a smart person and a great businessman, Angelo, but that doesn't mean he's a great baseball owner. And this is the first time he's had to go through this part of it where he's questioning the people he put in place. And what's most concerning, Angelo, is I played a cut last night. I believe it was on your show at some point at end of the offseason, beginning of the season. He said to you and to everyone in Philadelphia that he believes Matt Klentak has proven he's an elite general manager. Well, if you believe you have that, I think you should trust that guy's opinion on the manager he's going to work with. And if you no longer trust Matt Klentak, that's fine. But then Matt Klentak shouldn't be here either. Just the whole thing feels backwards.
Here's what I'm trying to figure out, Joe, because I always try to put myself in the place of these people. When they're going into work today, what exactly are they doing since none of them really know for sure who the hell the manager is?
It's a great question. I mean, I think that last week or whenever it was towards the end of last week, Angela, when they decided to bring back half or three quarters of this coaching staff.
And the way the
reporting went was that if maybe Gabe Kapler was consulting with Matt Klentak on the coaches to bring back with the knowledge, and they all have the knowledge, that Gabe might not be the manager that oversees the staff. It's just like, how could you even have that conversation and not laugh in the middle of the conversation?
Here's another part of it, Joe. Do you usually, when you're thinking of firing a boss, go and ask his underlings whether they should keep you or not? That's even weird in itself, isn't it?
It is. And like, however they spin this, Angelo, whenever it's over, whether they keep Gabe or they get rid of Gabe, I think the question and answer, whatever they have a press conference, is going to be fascinating because there's all these layers here. Like, if John Middleton gets up there and they fire Gabe Kapler, one of the questions is going to be, did the players tell you to do this? Like, did they not want him?
Yes.
And if they keep him, Angelo, the question is going to be, did all the players want Gabe back? And if the answer is no, that creates some sort of awkwardness heading into next year that the manager knows at least some of the guys in his clubhouse said, yeah, fire that guy.
All right, let me roll my theory by you that they've already decided to get rid of Gabe, and now before they announce it, Middleton's going to unveil Buck Showalter. Because Showalter's the one guy. He worked with Klentak. He worked with McPhail. He can sell this that it is good for everyone. Is that a possibility as you see the way I explain it?
It is. They did work together in Baltimore. They had some success in Baltimore. And here's the thing, Angelo, that makes that feasible here, is that Buck is not working for anybody, and he's not seemingly on the top of anyone else's list. Now, maybe someone else will give him an interview, but it's not like the Joe Maddon thing, where it's almost done that he's going to go to the Angels or Girardi, maybe the Cubs or the Mets. This feels like the only team that maybe wants Buck Showalter is the Phillies. That would be an easy one for them, and one maybe Klentak wouldn't love it, but at least would be someone he has some sort of relationship with.
But what happens to Gabe, Joe? Does they keep him in the organization? Because that's weird too, isn't it?
It is. I mean, that's happened before. I remember when, Terry Collins, when he was young, he managed the Angels. He got fired. They kind of kept him around in the minor leagues as an instructor. I guess, Angelo, it depends on what Gabe wants to do. And frankly, it depends on if his agent probably thinks he can get an interview somewhere. If he doesn't, maybe he just sticks around and he's a company man. But if he thinks he can get an interview for, like, the Giants job at San Francisco, maybe he tries to get out of this. If I was Gabe Kapler, I don't know if I'd want to stay. It'd be awkward
right.
to stay after all this.
You're 100% right. Joe, I want to try to get the two teams involved in the same controversy right now. Joe, let's just say the Eagles, in a three-game road trip that was caused by the signing of Bryce Harper, right? This is the two sports combining. Eagles don't do well in this three games. Are the Phils going to take the fall for the Eagles, too?
Well, we're going to make them because it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous that, and I don't know if it was 100% because of the Phillies, but whatever, if it was 10%.
No, the NFL czar said it absolutely was.
It was.
It was ridiculous then. It's ridiculous now that, like, we've done this before. They've had playoff games and NFL games in the same day.
And we've all lived.
Everyone lived. They survived. And let's just go back to before the season. I know the Phillies disappointed, but it wasn't like they came into the year looking like the Astros or the Dodgers. There was a chance, whatever the percentage was, that they would miss the playoffs. Like, they weren't a lock, and yet they did this. It never made any sense.
No. And the thing is now, I'm not, Joe, you read my mind. I'm going to blame the Phillies. If the Eagles even lose two out of three, I'm going to say, damn it, why did everybody think
when
the Phillies were going
out,
to the...
I told you it was a disaster, and you told me it was no big deal.
No, upon further reflection, Joe, here's the other problem with the baseball, right? Tonight, in the course of today, two elimination game fives of the National League. And, Joe, can you watch every pitch of all these games?
No. And I love playoff baseball. It's my favorite thing in sports, Angelo, but I don't catch every pitch. I try to watch the late innings of all the games. But I'll throw one other thing at you with this. There was a theory out there. Maybe the Phillies were waiting until there was a day off in the playoff schedule. So they Right. Well, that's not going to happen now. Two game fives. There's a game five tomorrow, and the league championship series start Friday. So if they're waiting for a dark day, that dark day's not coming, at least maybe till next week.
But it is going to – it's going to happen this week. Al, it's going to happen, right, Joe? It's going to happen. Billy, it's going to happen.
I mean, I was on with
you. No, Billy said it's going to happen. It's – Joe, how many weeks? It's insane. All right.
It is. It feels crazy. And here's the thing, Angelo. If they don't start doing this soon, other teams will have fired and hired new managers before the Phillies made a decision on theirs.
All right. Finally, Joe, I would be remiss if I did not get your reaction to the epic three-pointer last night by Ben Simmons. Your views.
Well, I was on the air while it happened, Angelo. I was watching it. And then we had several callers call in leaving Wells Fargo Center to talk about it. And it felt like it was real the way we were talking about it. It's a great thing that he just shot the ball. The fact that it went in is gravy on top. But the reaction, Angelo, it felt like something special had happened. And then I had to remember that this game didn't count.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But, Joe, you're right that he took it. That was as important as it going in because he had the confidence to throw. He's going to have to do that a lot. They're probably going to boo him when he misses, Joe.
Of course they are. And they'll boo him more if he has an open three and he doesn't take it. That's the whole key. Just when he's open and they'll leave him open.
Joe, it's going to turn into a power play. They're going to be yelling, shoot.
it's one thing when it's facetious by when they're the road team. It's another thing when you're at home and they're yelling, shoot.
Hey, Giulio, just for fun, what day this week, if any, will the Phillies announce what they're doing with Kapler?
If he's coming back, it feels like a Friday news dump at like 4 o'clock. It's like, you know what? Yeah, Gabe's back. If he's fired, I'll stay tomorrow morning.
All right. Tomorrow, if he's gone. Friday, if he's not. Joe Giulio. Thank you, Joe.
Anytime, guys.
Joe, it's some interesting insights into what's going on. Let's go to, I'm sorry, Billy's got something here. Yes, Bill.
I think Sunday at 1 p.m. if he's back.
Right when the Eagles are playing. Yeah, did you ever do that? Did you ever time announcement?
Oh, yeah.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You got to tell me a little more about that.
I kid, but you always
You're running a team.
Yeah.
And you know it's an unpopular decision.
Yeah.
You would wait till Friday afternoon.
Yeah, Friday, 5 p.m.
News dump.
Look, did you feel bad that you were doing that?
No, not at all.
Well, it's true.
Yeah,
we always wondered if they actually did that, but they did.
Yeah, if we're raising ticket prices, do it Friday
and late
Memorial
afternoon.
Day weekend.
And so get on Saturday. Yeah.
Now we know.
Because then you got till Tuesday before they talk about it.
And knowing that the Eagles were always number one in the city, you could time your stuff around something big you knew was going to happen with the Eagles.
Exactly.
Al, he's confirming it.
Yeah.
We kind of know, but now we think even less of you. Let's go to Gene in Delaware. Hi, Gene.
Hey, what's up, man? How's everything, Julio?
Did you see that three, Gino?
I took you off the speaker. I'm sorry.
Did you see that three by Ben?
Yeah, I just don't know why. I mean, I'm not a damper of, you know, of the party, but why is everybody so excited for 1-3 when he's a one a grown A-word man and he's an NBA player? I mean, I guess to be excited, but come on now.
Gene.
Calm down. Like, he should have been doing that the last 3 or 4 years.
Hey, Gene, I don't know if you play at all, all right? Do you?
I did. My father played, too.
All right, you did. If I gave you 18 shots from three-point land, would you be able to hit one?
Yeah, definitely.
Because he's one for 18 right now.
That's why we're excited.
And Billy King would not acknowledge it, but Billy would have hit at least three.
I'm gonna give Billy King something.
Yeah.
You're friends with my father, Billy King. I'm Gene Banks' son.
Oh, hey, wow. Tinkerbell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm Junior. Dookie. I'm Junior.
All right, so you could play yourself, right, Gene?
Yeah, I was okay. I wasn't my dad, but I tell my dad all the time I jumped higher than him.
Oh, wow. And his dad was a good player.
Great player. His dad had one of the most amazing dunks in college basketball.
Yeah.
Ralph Sampson, great player, 7'4". He was a freshman. Gene had a dunk over him.
Over Ralph Sampson?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Does your dad ever bring that up, Gene?
Yeah, well, I mean, not really. We had some conversations. I remember one conversation we almost had, he almost beat my behind. I was older when I told him people was calling me up because he was on NBA throwback games and Charles Barkley was giving him all the work and he was getting mad at me when I said that to him.
All right, Gene, let's get you on the wheel. We need a play that was more exciting than the three by Ben Simmons.
Any play that was exciting. Because y'all was really overblown. I mean, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to be the damper of the party, but come on, he's a
Gene,
grown man.
Here's what I need you to do. I need you to call us back when you think it's appropriate for us to get excited about him hitting
right,
three.
Right, because see, I can't put you on the wheel if you don't name a play.
I'm just
right, could I? It's too late now, but I think your dad's dunk on Ralph Sampson would have won. So you tell your dad you blew a prize today because you forgot himself. All right, Gene?
All right, man.
All right, see you later.
That's very cool.
He named the thing, and then he, come on. Oh, I'm sorry. We got to do this right now. Somebody needs to make some money.
Yes,
Ava,
yes.
Go ahead.
This hour's code word that will give you a chance to win $1,000 is vault, like in a bank. Text vault to 72881 now for your chance to win. When randomly selected, nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit intercomcontest.com.
All right. Now, Al, at the risk of overdoing something, when we come back, I have an update on Snoop Dogg. Because as you know, on Monday, Al, Snoop Dogg got in a lot of trouble because he was supposed to do a clean version of his show.
We are in Kansas.
At Kansas, but it was not at all clean. He had girls gyrating on poles, and he had some very nasty language in his... He has now responded to the negative response.
Are you going to do another reading of his lyrics?
No.
You're pretty good, though.
I heard you. Thank you. I appreciate that. What I'm going to do when we come back, Al, is a little freestyle.
Freestyle?
I'm going to channel Snoop Dogg and do my own freestyle rap based on what he said. Oh, I'm only going to do it once, and it's when we come back.
You better believe you're only going to do it once.
and I'm only doing it because I'm surprised to know Billy King finds my rap interesting.
Huh. Oh, God.
Good. I mean, really good.
He thought it was really good.
Yeah. A guy from Duke and a guy from Columbia rapping. Oh,
shut up. 888-729-9494. One time only when we return. WIP Sports Time, 8:15.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.